Well, welcome everyone back to the Lead Well podcast. My name is Brandon Adams. I'm the Minister of Education Administration here at First Baptist Church of Choctaw. We do the Lead Well podcast just to help you lead yourself well, to lead your family well, to lead well at work, and then hopefully, ultimately, to lead well within the church. Well, today's a special day. I'm excited. We have a very special guest. This is going to be a get-to-know-the-intern kind of day. We have Reagan Whitlock, one of our ministry interns here at the church, and I want to just spend the next 15, 20 minutes getting to know Reagan a little bit. So, Reagan, why don't you tell everyone hi?
Hey, everyone. I'm happy to be here today.
Reagan, why don't you give us a little bit of your background, because a lot of people may not know who you are, and those who do want to hear you say it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So a little bit about me. I am 21. I am attending the University of Central Oklahoma, just about to finish my junior year. I am studying organizational leadership, and I have a minor in criminal justice. But going back, my family has been living in Oklahoma. I've grown up here my entire life. I'm the oldest daughter of four. I have three younger brothers, so that's always been interesting.
I bet there's a lot of fights.
Oh, yeah. And I've learned how to fight because of them.
There you go.
Helpful in some regard. But yeah, I've lived close to my family my whole life. I grew up attending a church in the area with my family, so I've grown up in church. I dedicated my life to the Lord when I was 10 years old at one of our Halloween camps. It was like a trunk or treat, and so I got to go down and accept Christ into my heart at 10 years old. And then I was later baptized in the same church at, I think, 13 or 14. So just a lot of events happened for me going to church with my family and attending. We went to East Point Community Church a large majority of my life. And so, you know, now I'm grown up. I'm starting to, I've been attending First Baptist Church of Choctaw for a while now, a couple of months actually, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
So you said you grew up in the area. People in our area, at least, would want to know, so where'd you graduate high school?
So I graduated from Carl Albert High School, Middell all the way. Went to Carl Albert Middle School as well, high school, and then graduated.
Well, great. You said that you go to school at UCO. And so if you go to school at UCO, how did you end up at First Baptist Church of Choctaw?
So I actually started attending here because of my boyfriend. I started coming with him, and instantly, you know, I just fell in love with the church, the community, just the church family and the atmosphere. I started coming to Connect groups, met you, met Julie, and just really started forming some great relationships, and I loved just how inviting and how great at reaching out everyone was. So I started attending, been attending for probably 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, maybe? Something like that. Yeah.
So it's been a little bit, but yeah, I started coming with him and just, you know, got, came on as an intern, and I've loved it ever since. It's been just so impactful in my life and just really helped grow me and shape me.
We'll get back to the church part here in just a moment, because as an intern, we obviously want to ask some questions about that. But you're an organizational leadership major at UCO, right? Tell us what in the world that is.
So everyone always asks me this question because it's a very unheard of major. It encompasses a lot of different majors. So you have a little bit of a business background. You have a little bit of some human resources, human management, human resources. But it's really just building upon your leadership skills and helping you to become a leader wherever you go, and just incorporating an organizational aspect into that, how to organize a team, how to lead effectively, how to build, you know, a company, or even just in a company, how to lead and just use different skills that way. So it's been actually interesting for me. I switched my major. This is my first semester in the major, so it's been interesting just to learn all that it has entail for if you choose to do that major.
Sounds like I need to be careful. You might come after my job someday. So it sounds like what your degree is what I actually do. But I want to dig in a little bit more to you on some things too. What are It's been fun. Julie and I have really enjoyed watching you grow. We watched you start dating Kendall before you started coming here, and just to watch you grow in that and to hear from Wendy and Alan things that they've observed of you, and obviously quizzing Kendall a lot. It's like, who's this girl that's with Kendall? We got to know what's going on. But learning a lot about you and watching you, observing you, and seeing how the Lord has really been speaking to you a lot. What is it that the Lord has been doing in your life over the past 5-6 months? And where do you see the Lord kind of leading you? You said you're going to be graduating here in a year. How do you see the Lord leading you? Just kind of let us know how he's leading you.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, this past few months, just attending, you know, attending church here really has just opened, you know, opened me up to so many possibilities, so many different paths that maybe I could take in my life. The Lord's just really been stirring in my heart, just an impact that I could have, you know, building in my confidence, building in my character, of just sharing who God is and just furthering his kingdom. Part of the reason I switched my major was because I felt a calling to leadership, or just doing something, you know, more than what I was doing. I've been wrestling a little bit with, you know, what my career looks like in the future, whether I'm called to a ministry role or just spreading the word in whatever job or capacity I have. But I've really just been interested in, I want to help people. I want to give back and just show people the love and compassion of Christ through my actions. And so that's really just what you know, path I think the Lord is drawing me to, is maybe working for a nonprofit or just helping other people and, you know, spreading the light and the love of Jesus Christ.
And unfortunately, you were going to go on your first international mission trip with us over spring break, and COVID took that away.
Yes.
I was looking forward to watching you in that context, getting to observe what the Lord is doing in your life and how you work in teams. And if our listeners don't know, when you're on the international mission field, you've got to be ready to make leadership decisions on a snap, because things can change, and as we had to do before we even left because of everything going on. But so what sustains you most? Reagan, you talk about you're obviously pretty clear on what the Lord's leading you to, and you kind of have a good vision on that. What sustains you most in your walk with the Lord, or what seems to be a primary way that the Lord speaks to you and leads you as you move forward in that?
That's a great question. I think what sustains me most is just getting into God's Word. That's one thing that I've really been pushed and grown in since attending here. I struggled with, you know, where do I start reading in my Bible? How do I read my Bible? You know, how do I hear God's voice speaking to me? And ever since I started attending, I've really felt just, you know, clarity in that, and how, you know, how to just read and how to sit in God's presence, you know, not always asking him where do I go next, what do I do next, but just listening and waiting for him to show me, leading me in whatever direction. It's been incredible having different people around me, you, Julie, just little things that they've said to me that, you know, have spurred me into a direction or given me direction. But I think just what has sustained me so much is just listening to God, just that constant communication with him, just sitting in his presence sometimes and just listening to what he has for me.
Right, that's a great answer. It goes back to, we talk all the time here at the church that our primary strategy in our church is our Connect Group ministry. And you had mentioned getting involved in the Connect Groups earlier. And in that primary strategy, we say connecting to others. You talk about how you've got to know people within the church, connecting to Jesus, his word, and his mission. And so that place of actually getting to study that, such a key in learning that and having that sustenance. And I agree, for me, it's the same thing. My time every morning in God's word, just really digging through it, is what gives me the strength to make it through the day. Allowing him to lead me allows me to lead people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's kind of one of the biggest things on leading well, let the Lord lead you.
Yeah,
and so that's an awesome thing to see that the Lord's doing there. So I do want to ask you, because this is just a kind of a little bit of a fun question. We'll take a shift because you've been really serious here on all this. I know it's a little scary on some of this, but so what do you do for fun? We heard all the serious stuff about you and the mm-hmm. different things. So when Reagan wants to go have fun, mm-hmm. what are some things that, other than spending time with Kindle, which doesn't count, what are some things that you enjoy?
Oh, well, I enjoy anything outdoors. You know, I really do. I like my quiet time, but I love, you know, hiking. I love biking. Just being outside really is my element. I used to go horseback riding all the time. Like I said, hiking is one of my favorites. But also just spending time with my family. I love being with my family, even though three younger brothers, it's tough. We fight. But we also, like, those are some of the best times I've had, is just hanging out with them, you know, messing around with them, going on family trips, stuff like that. But yeah, I also, you know, I'm a major nerd, so I know so many movie facts and trivia facts that, you know, any movie, I've probably seen it, I can probably quote it. But I love watching movies too. That's kind of one of my things. Binge watching movies during this time that we're in has been real for me.
I'll tell Colt to be sure to do a Wednesday night trivia night over movie facts, and we'll let you jump in so you can beat all these people who are winning everything else that's out there.
Yeah, I'll give them a run for their money.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Reagan, you had talked about kind of coming to our church. Yeah, I just kind of threw that in there to help you relax a little bit. You talked about coming to our church and different things. What are things let's start with this. What do you like most about First Choctaw? Mm.
Oh, there's so many things that I love.
Two or three, then we'll give you some leeway.
I really do love the connect groups. You know, for me, I came from a church that we didn't have connect groups. So getting to not only sit with a group of people every Sunday morning, but sit with a age group, you know, a college age group that's the same age as me, you know, we're going through the same things. And just being able to open up God's word, talk to each other, I think that's been so beneficial for me. It's helped me feel connected. It's helped me feel, you know, more invested in just coming and feeling really like people are pouring into me. I'm learning so much more than I think I've ever learned before. But just that connection each Sunday morning of getting to wake up and see a group of people who you're doing life alongside and just connecting with them, that's been great for me.
That's great. So now you've been here kind of long enough looking at that, and now that you're on the intern team, we talk a lot about planning.
Yes.
For those of you guys that don't know, our intern team, they sit down with me and we plan out and kind of look at things, everything from connect groups to how we engage people on Sunday morning to how we engage people through the week, and just ways to make the church what it's designed to be, and using these interns in the way that they see things different, and then taking it out and apply it. In fact, many of you saw them on Easter Sunday when you came to drive-in church. They were the ones in charge of making sure everyone got in place and were able to easily get out of here. They do a great job. But so with that, Reagan, what excites you most about our church 2, 3, 5 years into the future? You've been in on some conversations on directions you see things going, and none of those things are a big surprise necessarily to anyone listening to the podcast, but what excites you most about the future for First Baptist Choctaw?
I think just growing as a church, but also growing the areas that we are a part of, you know, the different missions, missionaries that we're pouring into, the different foundations or just partnerships that you're building in the community. I think that is so inspiring, and that's so amazing to see a church that is growing from within but also reaching other people in the community, expanding outward, just, you know, changing the lives of other people through those partnerships and continuing to further God's kingdom while expanding the reach of the church.
Yeah, that's good. And so kind of going back to the purpose of our podcast, when we say it's to learn how to lead yourself well, you've covered that. Great. But also how to lead in your family well, your big sis. But in that, I think you gave us some great things. Leading on the job, we see some different things there with all of it. But if you were to just leave just some parting words of put your education together, what God is teaching you, what you've observed, because a lot of people who listen to this podcast, maybe First Choctaw is their primary place. They haven't even been outside of it much. So pulling all that in, what words of encouragement would you give the people listening for the next 3 to 4 weeks to help them be the leader that God has designed and equipped them to be?
That's a great question. I think, you know, maybe just stepping out in those small ways. Sometimes, you know, you might feel a tug on your heart to maybe, you know, invest more or say something more or just do something more. I think, you know, during this time, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people who are maybe in need or just looking for a connection to be made. I think, you know, listening to what God's saying in your heart, and even though it may be out of your comfort zone, or maybe it's someone that you've never reached out to or never had a conversation with, but just taking that leap of faith, you know, connecting, making a connection during this time, I think that is just a big thing that can help, and I want to encourage other people to do, just because you never know what a small connection can do and what it could lead to later on in somebody else's life. So that's what I would say as far as encouragement.
That's great advice from a young person to give us, that even if we're 46 like me or 66, there's some phenomenal wisdom in that from a 21-year-old. Thank you for that. And so just kind of here at the end, I'll give you a chance to turn the tables. You've been the nervous one at the table. Is there anything you want to ask me? Anything you want to trap me in or anything? No, don't trap me. But is there anything you'd like to ask me that you'd like people to be able to listen in on our conversation?
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing I want to know from you is, what are some leadership areas that you felt have been tested or you've had to utilize the most in your ministry role?
In ministry role with leadership, and I put out like a reading list a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you saw that. I'll try to put that in the podcast notes for this one too. I put it in a previous one. But learning to, one of my favorite books is Learning to Lead When You're Not in Charge. And so one of those things is that leadership doesn't mean you have to be the authority. Leadership is simply that it's leading people. So even if it's something that you've been given to do, that you're held accountable to someone else, leadership is that ability to create systems, motivate, mentor people to move that direction. And it's not always just a quick snap thing. It is relational. It is building the relationships and coming alongside people and encouraging them in that. So that's one of them. One of the big things is that the humility to not have to be in charge. Which is hard for people who are very, all my personality tests and everything, that starts to get hard. When we know we're right, everyone else just needs to jump on. But the humility to say, okay, but I understand authority structures, and my job is to carry out this. And to be able to just go do that and know that that's what's honoring to the Lord. Not me having my way or having to have my way, but me carrying out the authority structures that he placed me in. In ministry itself, one of the biggest things is always understand that those restrictions or those barriers that you experience in a leadership position in church, God knew those were there when he called you there. And he still called you there to work within those to accomplish the purposes that he's called you to. And so trusting in him and that those barriers aren't what's holding you back. Those barriers are the very thing that God called you to learn to trust him, that he can still work within that. I've seen a lot of people in ministry fall because of that. And you don't usually, I've been here almost 20 years. You don't usually stay somewhere 20 years without understanding that God called you here knowing all of that. And so God wants to use you in spite of all that and just stay in the course with it.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
So, well, Reagan, it's been a treat to get to spend some time with you. Church, if you don't know Reagan Whitlock, you need to get to know Reagan as you see her around the church, and just encourage her, hear more about her story, walk alongside her as we're all called as a church to help mold and shape her into the woman that God has designed for her to be. And so overall, I just want to continue to encourage you to make sure that you are taking the time to lead yourself well by making sure you spend that time in the Lord, allowing God's word to saturate your heart and lead you. Make sure you're leading your family well, whether you're a child in the family or you're one of the adults in the family. God has placed you there for a purpose. Lead well on your job. Lead well as if it's the kingdom job that you have, because God placed you there because that's your circle of ministry. So lead well there to honor him. And then yes, absolutely, lead well within the church. Don't just trust the professionals to do it. It takes all of us leading in the role that God has given us for us to be the church that he desires for us to be. Well, church, we love you. We hope that you have a great week. We look forward to talking to you next time.